God has given many people illustrations that help explain spiritual truths. One of these is what I would like to share with you today. Would you take out a sheet of paper and draw as big a circle as you can on it? What does that represent to you? Well, it could represent nothing, a total zero, or it could represent meaninglessness, like the lives of a lot of people. It could represent emptiness, like the lives of people without Jesus Christ. Now, please draw a small circle in the very center of your large circle and write the word Christ in that circle. The key to living a victorious, spirit-filled Christian life is Jesus Christ as the center and the Lord of all that we do. With Christ in control, life is balanced and effective. And the wheel illustrates this Christ-centered life. Christ is to be at the center of our lives, according to John 15:5 in the Living Bible, which says, "Apart from me, you can't do a thing." We invite Jesus Christ to come into our lives by an act of our will. This is the first step. Have you done this? It also takes an act of our will to crown Him the Lord of our lives. In all Christians, Christ is present, and in some, He is even prominent. But unfortunately, only in a few is He preeminent. The decision to make Him Lord, or the preeminent one, or the center of our lives, must be followed by a day-by-day reaffirmation of this decision. As a friend of mine says, it takes one eternal yes and in a lifetime of uh-huhs. Just as the driving force in a wheel comes from the hub, so the power to live the Christian life comes from Jesus Christ, the center. He lives in us in the person of the Holy Spirit, whose express purpose is to glorify Christ. The rim represents the Christian responding to Christ's lordship through wholehearted, day-by-day obedience to Him. Would you draw a rim around your large circle now? How do we keep Him at the center? Now on your wheel, would you draw four spokes, two vertical ones and two horizontal ones? There are four basic ways, just like the spokes on a wheel, that are means by which Christ's power becomes operative in our lives. We maintain personal contact with God through the vertical spokes, the Word, and prayer. The horizontal spokes represent our relationship with people. Let's take a look first at the Word. The Word is our spiritual food as well as our sword for spiritual battle. It is the foundational spoke for effective living. The Word of God will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Word of God. The lack of the study of the Scriptures is not for a lack of time, ladies, as we so often think, but it's for a lack of heart. Opposite the Word spoke is the spoke representing prayer. We determine whether this is merely a small soda straw size or whether it is a large prayer pipe, where we let the very life of God flow into our lives. God wants us to talk to Him about every detail and need of our lives. You know, we never get to know a person if we don't talk to him. We need to pray even when we don't feel like it. Moody once said, "Not to pray when I feel like it would be a shame to miss such an opportunity, and not to pray when I don't feel like it would be a dangerous condition in which to remain." We need to pray hardest when it's hardest to pray. And as we pray, we show our dependence upon and trust in Him. Now let's think about the horizontal spokes, which concern our relationship to people. That is, believers through Christian fellowship and unbelievers through witnessing. Fellowship centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and not around punch and cookies provides the mutual encouragement and admonition and stimulation that we all need. We must provide new friendships for new Christians. God never intended that there be Lone Ranger Christians. We need each other. The first three spokes prepare us for passing on to others all that we have received from Jesus Christ. This is done then through the fourth spoke, which is witnessing, This means sharing our own experience with Christ and explaining the gospel, which is God's power to save. Lost people seem to be in three categories in Jesus dealing with them in the New Testament. They are the religious lost, the plagued or troubled lost, and the intellectual lost. And it's interesting to see how differently Jesus handled each one of these lost groups. With the religious lost, Jesus in John 5, in a sense, slapped them in the face with spiritual truth. With the plagued or troubled lost in John 4, he recognized that there were personal, pressing problems. And we have that kind of person today in the drug scenes, in loneliness, in broken families. And these often take a great deal of time. Jesus loved them and identified with them and their needs. Then in John 3, we see the intellectual lost and how Jesus dealt with them. Here was a man named Nicodemus, and the intellectual lost asked lots of questions, and Jesus answered them. After every individual answer that we give, we need to spell out the simple gospel as it is spelled out for us in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 6. We witness in two ways, ladies, by our lives, as it says in Matthew 5:16, and then by our words, as it says in Psalms 107:2. Someone said, if our life and our lip don't agree, then we are taking the name of the Lord in vain. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and He wants to reach out to other people through us. And you know, ladies, many people today want to become Christians if they just knew how. Well, now you have the explanation of the illustration. The real issue is, what application will you make from it? Maybe you might want to hang this wheel inside your closet door and check every day before you get dressed to see which part of the wheel you will give special attention to developing that day. Or you may want to draw the spokes as they now are in your life. What does your wheel look like? Is it an unbalanced one? What do you need to do to correct it? Our love for Christ is the only correct motivation for wanting to know the Word and wanting to pray and to have fellowship and to witness. John 15:5 indicates that all of my resources minus Christ equals nothing, zero. But Philippians 4:13 encourages me that my life plus Christ makes all things possible.